Don, you did a call about immigration, but you started with the fact that you noticed through the stats of the responses, the emoticons, that there was a higher angry rate on yours, and you used some examples, including my column. So what made you think of that?
Every time I write something on immigration, I get negative comments. Hard to say if it's from the same people all the time, but then I started noticing, just clicking on the results at the bottom of the columns, I was getting like 30 to 40, 50, sometimes I think the high was 60 some odd percent people were angry over something I'd written. So I said, well, got to check it against your column. I'll check and any others that have got the emojis on there. And Bill Walton, I think, was the only other one. I said, geez, well, I'm getting a lot higher angry quote than the others are. So it must be the subject matter, because the only thing I write about is immigration. So my conclusion was that there's a strong component of day-to-day readers, probably around 30 to 40% range, that are against immigration. So my task is to continue to educate them and try and turn those people around, because the benefits of immigration are obvious to most people in Canada.
Now, I agree with your conclusion, but I didn't agree with your the process, because, I would ask you to try to sort of explain it, because, like, how many people actually respond? Did you have a numbers, or is it just a percentage?
Yeah, just percentages. So yeah, it's hard to say.
And you're assuming that they were angry because they're against immigration? Maybe they were just angry because immigration is a frustrating topic, and they were actually for immigration. They're just angry that it has to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't get that. The people who write me personal emails and when they had comments on there, there's a significant portion of the Bay Today readership that is anti-immigration.
That's my other sort of what I was going to ask you. Maybe, like, we're fishing in a pretty angry pond when you're talking about immigration.
Yeah.
Like, my assumption is that the Bay Today readership leans right. Do you agree?
Day-to-day readership is what, sorry?
Leans right on the political spectrum.
Well, I agree with that.
Or for those that actually respond to articles anyways.
Yeah, you can see it on reaction to other stuff too, that there's a fair amount of readers that are on the right side of the spectrum.
And those are the ones that do react, I think.
Yeah. Like, if you're for it, and you agree with it, you're likely not to react. You're just going to say, oh, yeah, that's great, I agree. But if it gets you upset, you're going to react.
Yeah. So, basically, I would argue that whole emoticon thing that they have on there is misleading.
Yeah, because you don't know the numbers. I know from the shares that it's getting a significant number of readers, the ones who share it on social media.
Okay.
I have no hard numbers. You're right on that.
How many people share your column?
Well, it's been as high as a few hundred, but regularly at least, 40, 50, 60, 100,
Yeah. It's interesting. I've noticed that when I try to write with a cerebral bend and actually discuss issues, I have limited capacity to be cerebral, but I try. The other is that's the lowest number of interactions and shares and comments. If you try to do a think piece, you don't get much traction online.
Yeah.
Not really. Maybe you have to be better at it.
I think because of what I write, immigration is a hot button for some people. And no matter what I say about it, they're gonna disagree.
Yeah. I wonder how that might change or actually be accented by the upcoming provincial election.
Good question.
Well, yeah, is there a whole lot of provincial sway when it comes to immigration? Like, is there much, or is it all federal?
Well, it's a bit of each, but it's certainly predominantly federal. And anything the province does has to be approved by the federal government, because immigration is a federal concern. But more and more, we're seeing more people coming to Ontario through the provincial nominee program for Ontario than the RNIP program, Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's, you know, North Bay was looking at filling 150 spots for last year, 2021. Still trying to get the stats on if they achieved that. There was some optimism that they would, so I don't know what the final number was. Yeah, so there is some devolution coming from the federal government to give more power to the provinces and then right down to municipalities.
And how do you feel this current provincial government looks at the immigration file?
I think they've done a fairly good job. They've been proactive in a number of areas, and they're trying to increase the numbers for the provincial nominee program. You know, they're seeing that there are not enough people to fill the jobs. Agricultural sector, is a dominant one. The trucking industry is another one. Healthcare is another one. IT is another area. So, you know, they're seeing that they need more immigrants. But from the federal side, most of them are coming to Ontario anyway.
Right. You know?
So if I was a federal minister, I'd say, okay, Ontario, like, you want the whole pie? Or, I mean, you've got most of the pie now. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to continue to give you more, because there are other parts of the country that are hurting just as badly.
Ontario is probably a destination of choice, though, but for immigrants, right?
Well, yeah, Toronto, like, you know, probably gets, you know, 30% of the total right off the bat. You know, so it's Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver are the top three, with Toronto way ahead as number one. And you can see it, you know, you just walk the streets of Toronto. It's probably the most multicultural city in the world right now.
Now, politically, the three main parties in Ontario, and I guess, well, I'm going to talk to you about the election a little bit more in the next question, but politically, Liberals, New Democrats, and Tories, who is trying to cultivate that vote the most?
Well, I'll tell you, all three parties are in favor of immigration, and they're all in favor of increased immigration. So it's really not an issue with the mainstream parties. And federally, same thing, and the only ones that who wanted to put the brakes on immigration were the People's Party. So, and we don't have a People's Party running provincially. So basically all the parties are singing from the same song sheet on immigration.
I agree with that. Which one, like, but I'm thinking about the like the Patrick Brown effect, where who's capitalizing on new immigrants as a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, well, where he lives, I mean, he lives in Brampton, which is a huge immigrant community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's natural for him. But remember, he came down from Barrie before that, which is certainly getting its fair share of immigrants now. But at the time, it wasn't. But Brampton is an immigration hotspot, so he really has no choice.
Well, he, from what I remember, like, his membership win was based on immigrant, a new immigrant established, I'm not sure about how to refer to it, but new Canadians for membership sales when he was in Barrie. I thought that's how he won that. He made a couple alliances with people who had connections with new Canadians and immigrants, or those that had vote or could join members.
Yeah, that. You know, people from the Punjab part of India are very political. They're political animals.
Yeah,
and they flock to all the political parties.
Is there a right-left preference, do you think, or is it down
Not that I'm aware of. I know the Liberals get a lot of them. Conservatives get a fair whack of them. I really wouldn't know because we don't have a dynamic community like that here in North Bay.
Now, like, is there some allegiance for an immigrant to the federal party in power going forward? Because, you know, that's the one that was in power when they got here.
Yeah, but I think that sort of ebbs over time. You know, some immigrants are more political than others, and some couldn't even tell you who the government of the day was. But when they're studying for their citizenship test, of course, they learn all that, and that may get them to be involved. But I think there is some of that sort of passing it down from and there is among Canadians as a whole too. Like, you know, I think a lot of us tend to vote the same way our parents did. So I think that's there's really nothing unnatural about it.